so, you know, to round out the end of the month. Okay, today is part two. As I said in the text I sent most of you guys, by the way, if any of you on this call are not getting that text, please just text me and let me know, and I'll make sure I add you to that list because we don't want you to miss. So a couple of weeks ago, we trained about Nathan Ricks, our former sponsor and friend from another company that's ranked number 8 all-time income-earning distributor in the world. And he mentioned what he felt were the three most important things for the success of any distributor in network marketing. Number one was your focus. Number two was your commitment. And number three was the consistency of that commitment. And I want to take a moment and revisit those thoughts. By the way, when I played a couple of clips, hopefully it came through on the phone. You could hear the enthusiasm, the excitement, the energy, the drive of somebody who is really committed to making those things happen. And he definitely practiced what he preached. So sent out that text this morning, and it has a picture of my check, my first check from New Scan for $74.60. I'm going to talk about that in a second. And then it has a picture of the end result where Malin and I hit the top level of that company, which was called Team Elite, which was having 15 legs of executive distributors who'd reached executive level. And we actually had 21. I have the computer report I could send out sometime and show. We had 21, meaning we didn't have to buy anybody in. Otherwise, you wouldn't have 21. It was pretty exciting. And so I just wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, back at the very beginning, because I know we have so many new people on the phone who are looking at what do I do, how do I get involved, how do I make it in this business. So that was 30 years ago, and at the time I was selling food storage. And Craig Bryson, as you know, many of you know, came by and showed me a check that he was earning, making ridiculous, unbelievable amounts of money selling skincare products. And I remember I asked him if he was the ultimate Mary Kay lady of all time, because I thought, how on earth can you make that kind of money selling skincare products? And he explained to me in great detail that it wasn't as difficult as you might think. He said, it is difficult, it does take work, it does take focus, all those things. But he said he focused on selling five $250 blue skincare packs to the people he got involved in the business with him. I want to just repeat that for a second. 30 years ago, he said he was selling skincare packs for $250 each, and he sold to the people he got involved in the business with him five of those packs, everybody he came across. And so that totaled $1,250, right? And he said, and the key to his success was getting those same individuals who he got involved to turn around and do the same thing, to duplicate that effort. So, you know, I was saying to Malin, hey, let's fast forward 30 years. Here we are, 2021, and we're at Limitless, and you guys have, besides the individual packs that you can get for $175, but we also have a U plus 5 pack, all right? And I want you to think about that, which is basically six healthcare packs for $950. And if you buy that $950 six healthcare packs, you're going to get a deep discount with every single one of these packs, basically only costing you $158 each because you bought the 950 pack. And when you purchase 950 pack, you get other things. You get, you know, free shipping, you get free skinny sticks, you know, you get all kinds of benefits from doing that. But what hit me the most is here we fast forward 30 years, and our investment of $950 for those packs is less than the $1,250 investment 30 years ago. And that was a skincare pack. And we have a skincare pack for people who are interested in skincare and who want to do whatever. We have a skincare pack. But the point being is we also have these packs that are can affect people's lives, like Cindy was mentioning just a few minutes ago, through their health, and we've got it backed up with science, and it's just basically less expensive now than then. And so my question to each of you is, why could this not work for you guys like it worked for us back then? And why not? And so, you know, the picture I sent this morning, you could see our sponsor, his name's Craig Bryson. Liz and Cindy know who Craig is. But he's standing next to me, and then his brother-in-law, Craig Tillotson, is standing next to Milan. And those are two of the most successful distributors of all time in the network marketing business. So whether it's to earn hundreds of dollars, guys, whether the goal is to help somebody, like Cindy was mentioning, the waitress last night, earn hundreds of dollars to thousands of dollars, it simply depends on your focus, your commitment, and the consistency of that effort. Not to beat a dead horse, but I just want you to know that's what Craig and Nathan and these guys can talk the talk, because they walk the walk, and they said this is how they did it. And so I want you to understand how simple is this concept. And so what is the absolute worst thing that can happen as you ask people out there to try a health pack? You're basically asking them to better their health. You're basically saying, hey, if you need more energy, we've got the solution. If you want to sleep better, we got the solution. If you want to lose weight, we have a solution. What is bad about what we're helping people? Or as Kathy Harper says, what's your health budget? What's your investment in yourself actually worth? And what's the worst thing that could happen? Let's say you're out there and you're talking all the time, which, you know, think about it, you know, that's what you need to do. You always got to have at the front of your mind who you're going to talk to or who you're going to bump into and that kind of thing. But instead of a distributor sometimes, so you're trying to find distributors, but what's the worst thing that could happen is maybe you get a pack customer. And my question is, how bad is that really? Statistically, that's what eventually happens to most people. Right. You know, most people don't stay as active distributors in any business I've ever been in. Doesn't matter what it is. It's just, there's not that focus and commitment and consistency that Nathan talked about. But here's what I do know. In our case, what makes it different here at Limitless is even distributors who say, for whatever reason, I didn't make it. The one thing is they stay on as customers. And in most companies, you don't see that at all. And so, that's the worst thing in my mind. You're trying to help somebody get healthy, have more energy, all those things. And the worst thing is if they say, no, I'm not interested in being a distributor, chances are really good that if you've presented it properly, that they'll have been a customer for 90 days and as a result end up a customer for life. Yesterday, Liz trained on Show Me the Money. And I love that scene in Jerry Maguire because there's so much energy. Cuba Gooding puts so much energy in there. His wife is after him saying, hey, you know, is this guy Jerry Maguire really a good manager? Tell him you want him to show you the money. And so he's going, Jerry, show me the money. And he says it with so much energy and so much passion that it gets Jerry, Tom Cruise, going in that scene. And that's the best scene in that movie, of course, next to Maybe You Had Me at Hello. That's the other famous scene from that movie. So my first check that I got, that I sent you guys this morning, it's still a motivation to me, $74.60. And I honestly can say I don't think I worked harder at doing anything for a full month. You know, the blinders were on, just focused on trying to go out and find people to get involved in the business. Do you know how disheartening it is to get a check for $74.60. And so what was the first thing I did when I got that check? That picture, by the way, shows the envelope that the check came in. And sitting on my lap is Chelsea, who's in her 30s now and has her own, child, Rowan. It's wonderful. But there she is sitting on my lap at the moment of truth of me opening up the envelope. And I honestly believed that I was going to make thousands of dollars that first month. I didn't, I guess, understand the way it worked. But when I opened it, it was $7,460. The first thing I did was I called Craig, and I was upset. And I said, Craig, what the heck? And I'll never forget, he said to me, you have to be patient as you're building the business. You have to give the people you get involved with time to develop their people and so on. And if they're following this duplication method, you know, of selling these packs, you will have success. And he promised me if I kept my focus, if I was consistent, in doing this work, that it would ultimately pay off. And then he said something I will never forget. He goes, you know, Steve, you're your own secret weapon. You are the key to whether or not this works. Nobody else. Nobody else can make this happen except for you. And I thought about that scene, speaking of movies, I thought about that scene in The Princess Bride, another one of my favorite movies of all times. If you guys remember Inigo Montoya, which was played by Mandy Patinkin. And if you remember, Inigo Montoya, he always say, you killed my father, prepare to die. And Wesley, who is the good guy, but he's dressed in black, and they're having this very famous sword fighting scene where they're just, you know, battling it out, just the two of them on the mountain. And as they're battling out, Mandy Patinkin says, you seem like a decent fellow. I hate to kill you. And Carl Hughes, who plays Wesley, says, so why are you smiling then if you're going to kill me? And he says, because I know something you do not know. I am not left-handed. In that scene, both of them are sword fighting left-handed. And he goes, I know something you don't know. I am not left-handed. His secret weapon was he could flip from left hand to right hand and continue the fight. And I was thinking about that, you know, what's your secret weapon? What is it that will give you the ability to be consistent out there, to stay focused out there on what the goal is, whatever it is? And like Liz was saying yesterday, you know, the demonstrator is a cool thing. I mean, I hate to think, I can't even imagine how I'd feel about Limitless if Pam was not involved in the company as a result. She said that's the only reason she was involved. I mean, that is awesome from that standpoint. So my question to you guys, honestly, if you're being honest with yourself, are you really out there talking to people, or are you just thinking of talking to people? You know, I know from having Nathan as a sponsor and having Craig Bryson as a sponsor, those guys, man, they didn't pull any punches with you. I mean, if you weren't doing what they thought you were doing, man, they were pretty tough, and they called it as it is. So I'm just asking you guys, are you really talking to people, or are you just thinking of talking to people? That's your secret weapon. As Craig said to me, you are your own secret weapon. So the success you have, whether it's hundreds of dollars or thousands of dollars, whatever your goals are, guys, all I know is that Malin and I want to provide great products, have the best commission plan, especially for part-time people, which is 90% of everybody who gets involved in this business, and be able to reward you guys in the way you feel like it was worth the effort. But it depends. I know one thing, the end result is the result of the effort you put in. And I remember crossing the stage that day, Malin and I crossing the stage that day, and I remember becoming Team Elites and how exciting it is. So was it worth the effort? That right-hand bottom corner was a picture when you hit $1 million in income, commissions, they sent you that little certificate signed by, you know, the owners of the company. And I put that in there to say, yeah, I think the effort was worth it. And it took a lot of focus and hard work to be able to accomplish that. So just, again, just want you to think about your focus, your commitment, your consistencies, and your goals. And with that, guys, we appreciate so much. Go be your own secret weapon. Thanks, everyone.